Matt Flynn, I mean, I don't have a medical evaluation for you, but obviously had a shoulder sprain. The early opinion is it's more muscular, so I'm sure we'll find out as we move on. Well, they're competing for a position. We've been splitting their reps all training camp. And, you know, we wanted to get a good look at Brian. And I thought he had some opportunities tonight that really didn't present itself last week. So now we feel we have quality film on both those guys, and we'll keep evaluating. Nothing negative, right? So, yeah. Well, I think we're off to a good start defensively. The takeaways, I think we're have something special, you know, as far as the production, you know, and really takeaways is another element of fundamental football. So it's something we practice every day. We emphasize it. We have drills and, you know, things like that. And I think the guys are playing with a lot of confidence. They seem very comfortable in the scheme. The disguise part of it has gone very well. You know, we're playing with more vision to the football we did in the past, and we're off to a good start. Aaron Rouse has a hamstring. You know, I would put him in a classification probably day to day. I don't have enough information. We'll see how he works out on the off day. And Charlie Pepper has a knee sprain. You know, that's what tomorrow's for. You know, tomorrow the players are off. We have a number of guys banged up. I think it was evident to everybody the way we played the game at the end. So we'll just have to, you know, take a look at it. And we're on a short week getting ready for Arizona and maybe stay away from certain personnel groups and so forth. We get later in the game. So I really don't have all the information of who's going to be up, and I don't even have a feel for it this week. Well, preseason is a process. I mean, there's, you know, obviously you want to win the game, but there's a lot of different things you're trying to accomplish. You know, I think even as a head coach, you spend more time evaluating the individuals, and you get away from looking at situations and the other things you're normally looking at during a regular season. But there's a lot of positive information in our first two games. I feel very good about that. But the reality of it is that there's things we need to correct too. So there's no reason to be striking up a band or anything like that. I know we're 2-0. We got, you know, a lot of turnovers. Had some point production off the turnovers today. You know, you come in at halftime with a commanding lead. You feel good about those things. You know, but when you have 5 yards of offense in the next 20 minutes on the field, that's not a positive. So we'll look at those things, and I'm sure there'll be things in the film that reveal even during the good times that we thought that we had out there tonight that we can learn from, and we'll apply it. But this team just needs to keep working. We just finished our last, you know, two-a-day on Thursday. We're a little banged up. You know, we had a couple of the injuries that Greg asked about there on Thursday night, and then you have a couple more tonight. So, and you're going into a short week. So you just got to kind of find a balance between health and progressing as a football team. He had a hip flexor. It's the same injury he had last week when he missed practice, so he was unable to go tonight. Well, you see the consistency, and that's what you always strive for. But when he jumps out of the pocket and makes that play for the touchdown, Donald Driver, that, you know, that tells you something about his individual playmaking ability. I thought that was a big time play. You train those type of drills, throwing on a run, you know, step up in the pocket, sliding to your right or left, and for him to put that ball where he put it, and Donald to keep his feet in bounds, you know, that's exciting. You know, those are the type of plays that win football games. So. Just keep staying after him to be consistent, and he does have the ability to make big plays. And I think he's, you know, he's primed for a big year. I thought the communication part of it was very good. We really didn't have any breakdowns there. You know, we were a little challenged there in the fourth quarter when our numbers were low. So probably didn't have a great call for what they're in, but that's because of our injury situation. But it was great work for our defense. I mean, that's you know, we do it against our defense in practice, but to do it under the lights and for as much as they did it, it was great work for us. Had a chance to watch him a little bit. I thought he got some penetration and, you know, live legs, and I think he's going to be an exciting young player for us. You know, he broke contain on that one quarterback scramble I saw was his, but, you know, other than that, I thought it was a good start for him, but, you know, I'm going to have to watch the film to give you a more accurate evaluation. I'm sorry, Tom. Who's Finley? Well, when you call plays on offense in football, the ability to win down the middle of the field is so important. You know, whether you're doing it with a receiver, with a tight end, or a back, and finding different combinations and variations to do it is really productive. But, you know, even more so when you get down in the red zone. So he's definitely a weapon for us. We felt that last year, just the way we were able to utilize Jermichael the last couple of games of the season, and now he's able to do the full gamut. So he's another young player that looks like he's ready to take off. To look at the film, the production part of it, you didn't have the production that you're looking for until the last drive. You know, I thought that was big for him to go out there and lead that. He did a good job with a couple of the running game adjustments as far as which side to run the ball and also throwing the quick slant when it was there. I'm hopeful that the film will give me that option or a strong opinion one way or the other. So, I mean, that's something definitely we'll take a close look at tomorrow as a staff, and I am hopeful that will happen, but I'm not making any guarantees. So I'm just get as much information as we can, hopefully make a good decision. Yeah, I felt Desmond out there. You know, he's definitely productive. He's an explosive player. I mean, you know, he had the big hit on the screen there, and can't say enough good things about the way he's playing so far.